Hello everybody and welcome back to Elle's Help. Hope you guys subscribe, click that rating button, and give us a positive comment. Let's go. Okay, I admit I've not been up on schedule. First I did Elle's Help every day, then I did Elle's Help on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I've been really busy this year, especially since we might be moving to a new house soon, and I've had to be packing up stuff. I've also had a lot of stress on my mind with homeschooling, and so I just needed to redo my schedule. That's why every Friday, we will be premiering with a new Elle's Help, which seems like a reasonable compromise, don't you think? Also, if you hear that fighting in the background, that's just classic BSD. Now for today's episode of Elle's Help, I'm going to be saying how to make the perfect delicious drinks. Let's go. So of course, since we're called My Coffee Companion, we obviously love coffee, but these drinks can totally help you even if you don't have any coffee. First up is one of my favorite drinks, coffee. It's kind of what my life revolves around. I bet you in a few years I'm gonna have a coffee-shaped bed, table, desk, coffee art all over my walls. But yeah, coffee is delicious, and ever since I started being allowed to drink it as I got older, I have just been hooked. So here is a perfect decaf drink that you can have in the afternoons so that the caffeine does not keep you up all night. Believe me, it keeps me up all night. You will need some regular decaf, whatever brand you use, whether it's McCafe or, you know, the big red container or the Dunkin', I don't know, really the brand of my coffee. But you'll need some plain decaf, a ball jar, mug, or whatever cup you would like to use, ice, Hershey's cocoa powder, milk, I specifically use lactose free, stevia or Truvia packets, and cinnamon. What you'll first need to do is you'll need to brew your coffee, but you can use caffeine if you would like, but I prefer decaf, and I recommend decaf if you want it to be an anytime drink. You'll need to brew your decaf. Next, fill up your jar or cup, I specifically also recommend a ball jar, to the top with ice. You'll need this to heap because when you pour in your coffee, your ice dies down and it's not even that much when you think about it. Next, you'll need a small bowl and an electric whisk or blender. Next, you'll want to pour in as much milk or cream or half and half as you desire. Then a tablespoon of Hershey's cocoa powder. Next, you can put in a few little packets of Truvia or Stevia. I recommend packets unless you would like to have a spoonful, but I wisely recommend packets. And you'll want to blend that. If you want, you can add in a few dashes of the cinnamon brand of your kind. Next, after your coffee is done brewing, you'll want to pour that into your cup and then layer the cold foam on top. Mix that in and then layer more cold foam to garnish. And there you have it, your perfect mocha. The second drink is a really simple lemonade with so much flavor, and it's actually not that hard, but it's delicious. You will need some plain club soda or fizzy water, or carbonated water maker like we have, or you can just have any flavor of bubbly water of your choice, but I wisely recommend a just regular flavor. Next, you're gonna wanna either make your carbonated water or get your can out and pour it into a glass. I do recommend, like I said, a plain flavor, no flavor, because it could clash with the sweetness of lemonade. Next, you'll need packets of true lemonade, and for this, I'm using peach. First, you wanna, if you're using a ball jar, which I recommend for any drink really, it's a perfect glass, you'll wanna do half of your carbonated water. Next, pour in the whole packet of lemonade and stir really, really slowly because lemonade and carbonated water tend to make an explosion, kind of like mints and Coca-Cola. After you're done mixing that up, you can add in the rest of your carbonated water, or if you're a rebel like me sometimes, just put in the whole packet but stir slowly over the sink. Next, if you want, you can add some lemon juice, some ice, and then there you have it, a perfect summery drink that doesn't really require any much help. The last drink is a really delicious smoothie. What you'll need is some fruit, frozen fruit preferably, a glass or ball jar, of course, of your kind, of your choosing, and a few other things which I will mention in a minute. You'll need your blender, of course, and put in as much fruit as you would like. Next, add in a spoonful of honey. If you don't want a giant spoonful, you can add in like a little bit, or as much as you want. Next, you want to take a few Stevia or Trubia packets and put those into, or whatever sugar you choose, but I specifically use Stevia and I recommend it because it's a way healthier alternative. Next, put in your milk, and if you want to make this a bit more zesty, you can add in some lemon juice, but I do not. I don't usually put in it, but if you'd like, for specific, like if it's a tropical smoothie, if you're using pineapples, papaya, strawberries, bananas, or if you're using a berry, like strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries. Once again, I do recommend it be frozen fruit. So then after that, you're going to blend it up, and that's really all you need to do. You can add in some fruit or frozen fruit for garnish on top, and then drink that smoothie. And depending if you have a pulse button setting on your blender, you can make your smoothie the thin or thick consistency you like. Thanks for joining me today on Elle's Help. Look forward now every Friday, which hopefully this will be permanent. I won't have to change my schedule up anymore because I know how much I would be annoyed if my favorite podcast just didn't have time to make any more of my favorite episodes anymore. So just so you guys know, Friday will be the new day. I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Subscribe, leave a rating and a positive comment, and make sure to check out Elle's Help, Alter Egos, Abby DIY, regular episodes, and other bonuses. See you guys next time.